U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said on Sunday that smartphones, computers, and some other electronics, just exempted from steep tariffs on imports from China, would face separate new duties along with semiconductors within the next 2 months. Lutnick's comments on ABC's This Week flagging the coming levies on critical technology products mark the latest twist in President Donald Trump's tariff plans, which have upended the global trading order and roiled financial markets since they were announced on what he branded Liberation Day on April 2. Late on Friday, the Trump administration granted exclusions from the steep reciprocal tariffs on smartphones and a set of other electronics products, a move seen as a big break for technology firms such as Apple and Dell Technologies that rely on imports from China. Trump's back and forths on tariffs have kicked off a trade war with China and prompted the wildest swings on Wall Street since the COVID pandemic of 2020. The benchmark Standard & Poor's 500 index is down more than 10% since Trump took office on January 20. Lutnick said Trump would enact a special focus type of tariff on smartphones, computers, and other electronics products in a month or two, alongside sectoral tariffs targeting semiconductors and pharmaceuticals. He said those new levies would fall outside Trump's so-called reciprocal tariffs, under which levies on Chinese imports climbed to 125% this week. He's saying they're exempt from the reciprocal tariffs, but they're included in the semiconductor tariffs, which are coming in probably a month or two, Lutnick said in the interview on ABC, predicting that the levies would bring production of those products to the United States. These are things that are national security, that we need to be made in America. With his comments, Lutnick appeared to go beyond what was communicated on Saturday, when a White House official told media that Trump would launch a new national security trade investigation into semiconductors soon that could lead to other new tariffs. Beijing increased its own tariffs on U.S. imports to 125% on Friday, striking against Trump's tariffs. China said on Sunday that it was evaluating the impact of the exclusions for the technology products implemented late on Friday. "The bell on a tiger's neck can only be untied by the person who tied it," China's Ministry of Commerce said. Billionaire investor Bill Ackman, who endorsed Trump's run for president but who has criticized the tariffs on Sunday, called on him to pause the broad and steep reciprocal tariffs on China for 3 months, as he did for most countries last week. "If President Trump were to pause the China tariffs for 90 days and reduce them temporarily to 10%, he would achieve the same objective in causing U.S. businesses to relocate their supply chains from China without the disruption and risk to these businesses in the short term, and he would have time to negotiate a deal with China."